I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes file a lawsuit over funding for Indian boarding schools, and the Apache stronghold vows to continue to fight to protect Oak Flat as the U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear its case. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of tribes want the U.S. government to explain how it historically funded Indian boarding schools. As Jimmy Romo reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the tribes recently filed a lawsuit aiming to force the country to reckon with the past. That was Jimmy Romo reporting. The Apache Stronghold, a coalition of Apache people, other Native people, and their allies say the group's fight will continue to protect Oak Flat in Arizona. This after the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday declined to hear the group's lawsuit, Apache Stronghold versus United States. The case seeks to stop the government from transferring Oak Flat, a sacred site to Apache and other Native people, to Resolution Copper, which plans to turn the site into a mining crater. In a statement, Dr. Winsler Nosey Sr. of Apache Stronghold said, "They'll never stop fighting and that nothing will deter them from protecting Oak Flat from destruction." He goes on to say, while the decision is a heavy blow, their struggle is far from over, and they're urging action from Congress while they press forward in the courts. Resolution Copper welcomed the decision and in a statement said the mine is vital to securing America's energy future, infrastructure needs, and national defense with a domestic supply of copper and other minerals, and says the project will create jobs and boost the economy. Attorneys for the Apache Stronghold say they'll continue to do everything in their power to ensure the Apaches can continue worshiping at Oak Flat as they have for generations. The FBI says it will add resources in 10 states, including New Mexico, to tackle unresolved crimes, with a focus on those related to missing and murdered indigenous people, but not everyone is convinced it will have a significant impact. More from Roz Brown. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.